Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was in Brussels today to warn NATO allies that Europe could be the next target of a terrorist attack. London, Paris, or Berlin, Rumsfeld said, face threats of chemical and biological attacks by small groups of terrorists.
The reason that we are not attacked by armies, navies, and air forces is because we have effective armies, navies, and air forces. It's perfectly logical that we are going to be attacked, therefore, by people who will look for vulnerabilities.
The defense secretary's warning comes just days after German police received a vague intelligence communication that has heightened alert on the continent. From Berlin, NPR's Guy Raz reports.
In an interview with the Berliner Zeitung today, Germany's Secret Service Chief Frank Steinmeier warned of a possible terrorist attack in Europe. According to local reports here, senior officials of Germany's three top law enforcement agencies met in Bonn last Friday to discuss the alert. The meeting was triggered in part by a communication allegedly intercepted by U.S. or European law enforcement agents. The German newsweekly Focus magazine reports that two Arabic speakers in Milan were overheard talking about, quote, playing the game at the party. Terrorism expert Kai Hirschmann, a consultant to German federal police, says the party could mean a number of things.
This can be interpreted in two different ways. The party might be the end of Ramadan. The party might also be Christmas. And this led to the suggestion that a terrorist attack here on public transport might occur Christmas time or around Christmas time.
Focus magazine obtained a communication between German police and Secret Service agents that suggested the attack may target public transport. In response, the German state of Bavaria has beefed up security on Munich's underground rail system. German authorities, says Hirschmann, are convinced there are active sleeper cells inside the country, ready to carry out an attack.
There are sleeper cells, Al-Qaeda cells, here in Germany, but also in France and Italy and in Britain. But you cannot quantify them and you cannot qualify the information as well, so we don't know how many people, how many cells, and what are their aims, what are their targets, and what kind of terrorist attacks they might commit.
U.S. authorities have issued three warnings of possible terrorist attacks since September 11th. This is the first time since then that German citizens have received any hint that their cities may also be targeted. Yesterday, Germany's Interior Minister Otto Schily warned the public not to panic. But investigative reporter Udo Ulfkatte says authorities here shouldn't rule out an attack.
These groups prepare on the long-term run. They prepare for months, if not for years. So if nothing happens within a short period, let's say in between 2 or 3 months, the public will think that there is no longer any danger, but there is a danger.
Ulfkatte is the lead investigative reporter for the German daily Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung. He points out that late last year, a planned attack in Strasbourg was thwarted by German law enforcement agents. The men were interrogated by German authorities last December, but the cell, believed to have been operating out of Frankfurt, failed to reveal the existence of the far more deadly Hamburg group, the group that allegedly included three of the September 11th hijackers. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.